My name is Colin Jones. I'm a historian of 18th century France. We think of the Encyclopédie as the voice of Enlightenment reason, and to a great extent it is. It's rational, describing, defining, ordering, classifying the world, all in the interest of social utility. It's very interested, for example, in the trades, because these produce useful goods, which will increase human happiness, so it's thought. So I'm opening this massive volume from the collection of the engravings and images within the Encyclopédie, and I'm opening it at the page which is showing a tailor at work, tailleur d'habits, and his tools. In the bottom half of the engraving, you'll see the tools of the trade, which are pretty simple, really. There seems to be a number of pairs of scissors. There's a pin box and button box. There is a candle for night work, presumably. But then at the top, we see something which might be a scene from a drama or from a genre painting of one sort or another, which domesticates and even dramatizes the knowledge which we're being told about. Domesticates, first of all. Well, you'll see it's in an interior which looks rather like a home. There's nothing of the dark satanic mills about. And what's very striking is the way in which the workers are so absorbed in their work. It gives a sort of dignity to what they're doing. Even the man sitting cross-legged in the classic cross-legged tailor mode is leaning over his work, getting to grips with it, really working hard and producing something which he hopes is useful. But there's a sort of drama going on here as well, isn't it? The absorption contrasts with a rather distracted, rather arrogant air of the man who's being measured up for a new suit of clothes. One could, as I say, almost imagine this in a play or a painting, showing that knowledge is useful in itself, but also telling us important things about the world in which it's created.